And our guest in the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning there, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
Wonderful. Now, you just got back from Mexico. You took a group of kids to Mexico, and they're studying the drug problem in Mexico.
That is correct. We took five students from the Department of Psych Counseling and Special Ed, and we're looking at the different treatment modalities that they're using for drug and alcohol addiction there in Mexico. And it was a very eye-opening and learning experience for our students, and very thankful that our students get a chance to visit places and see what's happening around the world.
Now, you've told me before that their laws and the punishment for drug offenders is much more severe.
Oh, it's safe to say, John Mark Dempsey, you get sentenced for 15 years in Mexico, you're going to spend 14 years and about 365 days incarcerated.
So there's not the release for good behavior or whatever it is.
They're going to affect behavioral change by the longevity.
And for what kind of crime might you go to prison for 15 years?
Well, for the most part, peddling drugs, trying to ship drugs into the States, trying to bring drugs from the States into Mexico. And it's a different ball game over in Mexico when you are either distributing, using, or manufacturing illegal drugs.
Now, on the face of it, that seems a contradiction, because we hear about the drug cartels and the activity of the drug gangs in Mexico, and yet also I was reading before you came in that there has been, you know, a very bloody campaign of the government against those drug cartels and a lot of the drug activity over the past 10 years or so. We don't hear as much about that, but
yeah, and the whole focus of the government there in Mexico is basically trying to work with the United States to curb the appetite that we have here for drugs. As
right.
You know, we comprise 5% of the world's population, but 65%, according to the Substance Abuse Mental Health Agency, 65% of all the illegal drugs are found among Americans. So we're trying to work with our partners across the border to curb the appetite for drug addiction here in the States.
But now they also have, as you said, you visited their drug treatment facilities. But they do not have government programs so much for that.
They don't subsidize the treatment for folks there in Mexico. And what we are finding, as I mentioned to you earlier, is that the cost associated with treatment, of course, is not expensive as it is in the States. However, over the last 2 years of going to Mexico with my students, I have seen a steady climb of the cost associated with treating those who are addicted to illegal drugs. And we found out a lot of Americans are now leaving the States, going to Mexico for treatment. We find folks from Texas and California and Arizona, of course, because we border with the country of Mexico. While we were there, we met several people from California who were there trying to get treatment as well. And so, Chicago and other areas.
But they're paying that out of pocket, but they find it cheaper to go to Mexico than...
It is cheaper to go to Mexico than it is here in the States.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, just back from Mexico. The kids, I suppose, that you took, I say kids, young people, students, were suitably impressed by this, or their eyes were opened somewhat, I guess?
I think for the most part, our students seeing that things are different in other parts of the world. The things that we take for granted here in the United States, when you go to other places, you think it's going to be afforded to you, and that's different.
You did say, though, also with respect to the drug abuse in Mexico, the problem among the citizens of Mexico is less than it is in the U.S. And you know, you've said how mm-hmm. about the American appetite
sure.
for illegal drugs, but you said it's getting worse.
Yeah, surprising enough, John Mark, the drug of choice in years past was, of course, alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana. In meeting with my colleagues there at the prevention center that's sponsored by the government, there is a rise in the use of crystal methamphetamine. They were noticing that bleach and batteries and so forth were being missing from grocery stores and cars. And, of course, the bleach, the lithium acid that's found there, the bleach and that you get at a local store, those are some of the ingredients that they use to cook meth. They're also mm-hmm. finding some house fires going on because people are trying to cook the meth there at their homes.
Well, we just have a moment or two left, but you turn around and immediately go back out on the road and you do your annual summer tour of the civil rights sites in the South.
Yeah, looking forward to going to Birmingham, Alabama, and of course look forward to coming back and talking with you about those experiences as well. And the students are excited about going, and we'll go to all the historical sites associated with the Civil Rights Movement.
Well, Lavelle, hot weather, how about a banana chocolate milkshake?
I have to stick with my basic hot chocolate. It has done me well all these years. I want to stay with it.
Lavelle, thanks for sitting down with us again. Dr. Lavelle Hendricks is the Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDR.